So how did that feel when the Democratic governor endorsed you, Steve Saland?
Well, I'd be less than candid if I didn't say I was pleased, flattered. You can throw in honored as well. It is not too commonplace as a Republican to be endorsed by a Democrat governor, and in the case of Governor Andrew Cuomo, a man whom I hold in very, very high regard, I was especially flattered.
Your opponent, Mr. Gibson, seems to have resented that a little bit, that crossing of party lines. What do you make of that?
Well, I can't account for my opponent's sentiments. Look, I had the opportunity to work with Governor Cuomo previously. He had the opportunity to work with him when he was Attorney General. We've established over the course of those years, I think, a very comfortable and respectful working relationship. We've worked on a number of issues together. He's an extraordinarily capable and certainly an extraordinarily popular man. His popularity transcends party lines. He's one of the most unique chief executives that I can recall in this state or any other state, and for that matter nationally. The manner in which he has retained his enormous popularity now approaching 2 years is something that to me is unparalleled.
You have a conservative in the race against you. Now, there's no doubt that Andrew Cuomo was heavily influenced by your courage in voting for equal opportunity for everybody to get married, put another way, gay rights. So based on the trouble that this has brought everybody who has voted, I think, courageously, you know, would you have done it again?
As I said the evening of the primary, when the results showed me up 42 or 43 votes, I had absolutely no regrets. I made absolutely no apologies, and given the opportunity to do it again, I would do the same thing again. It was right then, it's right now, and it will remain right on into the future, and history certainly, I think, will show that it was the right decision by any and every stretch of the imagination.
Steven Saland, I wanted to ask you, if you would, to list the accomplishments in your many years in politics that you feel most proud of.
Well, I certainly, as you say, I've been engaged for a number of years. I've probably passed some 400 laws. The creation of the Hudson Valley Greenway, which I did with then Assemblyman, now Congressman Maurice Hinchey, was, I think, a significant accomplishment. I've done a tremendous amount of work with regard to protection of children from child abuse and victims of domestic violence. I passed legislation requiring fingerprinting of school employees to keep sexual predators out of schools. I passed legislation requiring mandatory arrest of perpetrators of domestic violence. That was the Family Protection and Domestic Violence Intervention Act back in 1994, the major rewrite of the domestic violence laws, which this year, once again, we did another comprehensive domestic violence reform. I was glad to have authored that, working with the governor. This past session was one of the most productive I've ever had. I sponsored and, again, worked with the governor on creating the nation's most extensive DNA data bank, which, as you know, Alan, cuts both ways. It certainly helps prosecutions and, at the same time, helps protect the innocent. Cyberbullying was a major issue. We created a mechanism that helps us to deal with cyberbullying. So there's been a host of things that I've done, and certainly this is where I grew up. This is where I live. This is where I spent my whole life. This is where I raised my family. I still have children who live here. I have grandchildren who live here. It's about the quality of life, and I feel that I've done as best as I can and would like to continue to be able to do more to improve that quality of life. So I leave it better than I found it. And Lord only knows how many not-for-profits and hospitals and law enforcement agencies I've worked with through the years to help secure funding for them for one or another type of capital improvement. So it's been a labor of love and something that I've wanted to do since childhood. And maybe I'm just a big kid at heart, but I want to keep going.
Well, good luck to Steve Saland. We thank you so much, Senator, for being with us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope we can do it many times in the future. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Alan.